do we learn the Gemara on Kuf Chaf Beis or just till the end of the Mishnah? Okay, we're up to the second Gemara. The Sover Rabbi Akiva Pi'ishalo. Right, so Rabbi Akiva himself held that at the end of the Mishnah that you can't rely on a woman, even though they were matur an eid echad, that's only an eid echad kosher, but not a woman. V'atanya Reb Shim ben Alos Romer Mishum Rabbi Akiva Isha Nemenes Lahavi Gita Mikal V'chomer. A woman who brings a get from what's it called, from Chutz La'aretz, so she, a person who brings a get from Chutz La'aretz has to say V'falei Nit or V'falei Nechtam. They have to give aidness that the get was written L'shma, or that at least it was signed properly, whatever. So a woman is allowed to bring her get from a kal v'chomer. Uman noshim sh'omru chachomim ein emanus lomer meis bala. Right, the five women that we mentioned are not believed to say meis bala, even though a regular woman is believed, but these five are not. Emanus l'havin giteim, they're still believed to bring a get, because the get is mochiach, we had it before. But since they have a get, so we're not depending only on their what they're saying, even though if they don't say what they're saying, we won't permit the get to be used. But since there is a get to support what they're saying, we believe even those five women. Zushin and Menes Lomer Meis Baila and Odinshin and Menes Lahavigita. Surely a Stama woman or a woman herself who's believed to say Meis Baila, she's surely believed to bring her get. Right? So the Mara says, Noshim Shomru Chachomim Hutlo Mehemde. Master Rabbi Akiva is saying there's only five women who aren't believed to say what's it called, that the husband's dead. But all other women are believed. Isha bi'alma mehemna. A regular woman is believed. So it's lokasha. Kan kodim shechziku, kan lacha shechziku, enichanami. In the beginning, Rabbi Akiva held that a woman is not believed. After, what's it called, he heard the edus from Rabbi Nechemya Ish Beis Deli, and then he went back and he reported that Ram Gamliel Hazoken was Makabel Edis Isha to be matur a woman to get married. So then they were machzik from that point on to accept even women as an eid echad, and Rabbi Akiva also recanted and held that you can believe women. Okay, Mishnah. Merit Rashi. Lohavi es gita, medina sayon. Yafal pish etzrichim onu lamaymer pia, even though we need to know what she says, we have to rely on her. Shetomer bifonei nirtu fanyechtam. Everybody, right? If one person brings the get, he has to say b'fanei nichtam b'fanei nechtam, no matter who he is. So surely this woman has to say b'fanei nichtam b'fanei nechtam. Still, we believe her, right? Noshim sha'amru chamish noshim the pirkin le'el emonus l'havigita pirkin beis the git. So even those five women are believed to bring a get, right? So even though they're not believed to say that the husband died. So Kol Shekain, the woman herself, is believed to bring her own get, because the get is mochiach. But what do you see from there? That it's only those five that Rabbi Akiva said aren't believed. But Stama woman is believed. So the Gemara says that originally Rabbi Akiva held not, and then after he had the edus from Nechemya Ish Beis Deli, then they, what's it called, they changed the psak, and the psak was to accept Edus of Anisha. Mishnah. Omru lo, Maisa b'vnei Levi shehochu l'tzoar irat morim. V'chola echad mehem ve'viyu b'pundek. Right, there was a group of people, b'nei Levi, that went to tzoar irat morim, and one of them got sick, and they left him in the inn. They brought him to the inn to recover, and they went on. When they came back to get him, Omru l'pundakis ayichavareinu. Right, so they said to the innkeeper, the woman who was an innkeeper, where's our friend that we left here sick? No mislohem. So she said to them, Meis, he died. Ukvartiv, and I buried him. Behesiu esishto, and they permitted his wife to get married based on the testimony of this innkeeper, a woman innkeeper. Lotei kohenes kipundakis. You say, right, this is what Rabbi Akiva originally said, what's it called, that a woman's not believed, and here they believe this innkeeper. A woman innkeeper should be more reliable than a kohenis, than a respectable, what's it called, Jewish woman. We'll see in 1 second what the Bundakis was, a goy, but we don't know that yet. Okay. Amar lehu lichishetehei kipundakis. So when the same circumstances will apply of why we believe the innkeeper, then we'll believe a regular woman too, but under normal circumstances not. Kipundakis. Now menesha pundakis hotziyo lohem maklu v'tarmuma v'sefer Torah shoy biyado. Right, the pundakis was believed because she brought out all of his kelim, right, his makel and his pack and his sefer Torah that he was carrying. So it was obvious that she had more than just what she said, but it was clear that she was telling the truth. Okay, see Rashi. Amru lo Rabbi Akiva, Maisa bivnei Levi. Again, Rabbi Akiva, before he recanted, and he held that women are not believed to, what's it called, to testify that a man died. So they said to him, what about this Maisa? No mislahem, Amru lohem, she said to them, Velote kohenis kolomer vechilote he bas Yisrael o kohenis miucheses nemenis kepundakis ugrua. Right, if they believe in that mice or the pundakis, sure they should believe a regular Jewish woman. The Gemara first my grius. The Gemara doesn't explain what was the flaw in this pundakis. Why wasn't she considered a regular upstanding Jewish woman? Or was there a kal v'chomer over here? Omer lehem Rabbi Akiva, lechshitehi apundakis nemenis kolomer. Lechshiyim tzedover ze emes sheminu es apundakis shari lo oleha somchu el lefi tuma hisicha vehevi olohem maklu v'tamilo. They didn't rely on her edus. Not that she testified he's dead and we had no proof to it. The reason we believe this pundakis was because she told us that she was mesiach lefi tuma, brought out all his personal possessions that he had. It was obvious he wasn't around anymore. When a regular woman will be in the same situation as we believe this pundakis, will believe her too, but we're not going to believe her just on her testimony alone. Kolomar, but also inyan sheminu pundakis haveinami shari shenemenes enichanami. If we have the same circumstances as applied by the pundakis, we believe every woman, but that's not just on her testimony. Shari pundakis otzi elohem. They are simonim samchu. They weren't somech on her. They were somech on the kalim and the simonim that this must have been the guy. Must have happened to him. Okay. My griusha the pundakis. What was negative? What was the flaw in the pundakis that the Gemara wanted to make a kal v'chomer? If we believe her, surely she'll be a regular woman. She was a goya, and like we said, you don't accept the edus of a goy if he's mechaven to be meyid or to be mater, but he was mesiach lefi tuma. She just told us a story, right? And from the story we know that the guy's dead. Zu maklo v'zu tarmilo v'zu kever shekovarti bo. This is what's it called, she showed him the grave, she showed him his personal belongings, so it was obvious that it was true. Chen Tony Abba Bereder Abminyumi Barchia Pundakis Overes Kochad Maisa Umeisicha Lefitu Maisa Zu Maklo Vezu Tarmulo Vezu Kever Shekovarti Bo. Right? I Lechora, it's not true. She didn't just what's the word I'm looking for? What? She didn't something disinformation. What's the word I'm looking for? What? Okay, but I'll think of it in a second. But she didn't release this information just like this. She was prompted. They said to her, "Where's our friend?" So they prompted an answer from her. Right? She didn't divulge the information. Maybe that was what I was looking for. I don't know. Well, on her own. Right? She was prompted to do it. Mora says, "Kivan de chazisinu bachya." No, she initiated the whole story. When she saw them, and she remembered these are the friends of the guy that she buried, she started crying. Amrulei ayechaverenu. So to that, for crying, they said, "What's wrong? You know, where's our friend?" Amrulohem neisukvarti. So she said, "Hey, bad news for you. He died and I buried him. So therefore it was considered Mashiach Lefi Tumo. Even though they asked her, but they didn't ask her and prompt her to tell us what happened. She already started crying beforehand, which prompted us to ask her. Rashi, v'ho ayich haverinu ka'amri lo, alma lav lefi tumo havei. This was not Stam telling us information. Right, it was an answer to a question that we asked, which is more like her giving Edus in answer to a question. If she stam said a maisa, she told a story on her own, that's called Mesiach Lefi Tumo. But if she's answering, it's like being interrogated, then already it's like Edus. Havya Bachya, the Hainu Lefi Tumo, the Kodim Shesho'alua Hischila Lomar. Before they asked her anything, she started to cry and to say something, and then they interrupted her and said, where is the guy? So that was called Mesiach Lefi Tumo, since she started the story innocently herself. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Maisa ba adam echad shebo lehoyed alo isha lefnei Rabbi Tarfon. Maisa of a person, an eid echad kosher, that came to be made, that a woman died, that a husband died, to be matzah the wife. So he said to him, how do you know? So he cross-examined him, right, to make sure that he knew what he was talking about, and that he was saying what he knew clearly. So he said, tell me, how do you know that this husband died? We were traveling together, the Rodaf Acharenu Gaius, and troops, soldiers started chasing us, the Nitla B'Yichur Shozayis Upashko, and he broke off a twig from a zayas and he stripped it. Behirzir esagayis lachorav, and with that twig he fought off the soldiers. Amarti lo arye yasher kochacha. So I said to him, you lion, in other words, lion hearted, you are brave warrior. Amar li menayin atayodeh sha'arye shmi. So how do you know my name is Lion? That's what they call me in my city. Obviously he didn't know this guy, or he knew him only a little bit, and this is the way that Rav Tarfon got to know that he knew for sure who he was. He said he identified himself. They call me in my city Yochanan Bereb Yomison Arye the Mikfar Shichya. That's my name. Liyomin Chola Umes. After a while we were traveling together and he got sick and he died. So I know now that he is the husband of so-and-so, because that was her husband's name. Right? Yonason ben Yochanan Arye mi Kvar Beishichya. The Heisir of Tarfon is Ishto. And Rabbi Tarfon permitted the wife to get married based on this Avis. The service of Rabbi Tarfon, boy Drisha v'chakira. He didn't have to cross-examine him. He all accepted the Avis just like this, and he didn't cross-examine him. There was a maisa with an eid echad that came to Rabbi Tarfon. So Rabbi Tarfon said, how do you know this eidus? Right, same maisa. We were traveling together. We were pursued by soldiers. Except the maisa was a little bit different. He took not from a zayas, but from a fig tree. He took a twig, upashko, and he stripped it. The hezer sagayis lachorav, and he fought off the soldiers with a twig. Amarti lo yasher kochacha arye, right? Yasher kochacha, you lying. Omer li yofa kivanta lishmi, you're mechavin to my name. Shekach koron osibiri, that's what they call me in my city. Yochanan ben Yonasan arye the mikfar shichya. So this Brisa reports the same Maisa with a little few different details. Liyomim Cholo Meis, afterwards we were together and he got sick and died. Omar Leo, so Rav Tarfon said to him, to trip him up, to see if he really knew what he's talking about. Lo kacho marta li Yochanan ben Yonason du kfar shichya arye? Didn't you tell me that his name was Yochanan ben Yonason, who came from the kfar shichya arye? Then the city they called arye. Not him. So he changed the story to see if the guy would be mevulbol or he would stick to his story. Omar le lo, I didn't say that. Elakach amarti lecha, Yochanan ben Yonason arye de mikfar shichya. The dikdik olav shnayim v'shlosha pamim, Rabbi Tarfon tried to trip him up 2-3 times to really get to see that if he really stuck to his story, knew really exactly the details he was saying, the kivin es devarav, and he kept to his story completely, the heisi Rabbi Tarfon, that only then did Rabbi Tarfon permit his wife to get married. Mara says tanoihi. It's machlokas tanoim in Rabbi Tarfon. What Rabbi Tarfon held, right? According to one brisa, Rabbi Tarfon held you had to cross-examine the guy. According to the first brisa, he held you could accept what he said just like this. There's no cross-examination. The Tanya ain't bodkin edi noshim bedrisha v'chakira divi Rabbi Akiva. You don't subject edi noshim to be matter the husband to drisha v'chakira. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. Because otherwise we're afraid that they'll be have an iguna, and therefore just like dinei mamonos, they were masakin, that you don't have drisha v'chakira, because people, if they know they have to go through such, that the edim are going to have to go through such a cross examination, they won't loan people money. So we want people to have loans, and therefore in all dinei mamonos they took away drisha v'chakira. Rabbi Tarfon omer bodkin, and Rabbi Tarfon says that we do what's it called. Check them, and according to other Tanoim, Rabbi Tarfon said we don't have drisha v'chakira by edei noshim. And the one who holds it, we do. We compare it to dinei nefashas, because since we're being matar an eish hasheish, and she's an eish hasheish, she lives with somebody else, she's chayiv misa. So therefore, what's it called? We consider it like capital cases where they maintain the drisha v'chakira. Rabbi Chanina said that from the Torah, both Dinei Nefashos and Dinei Mamonos have to have drisha v'chakira. Shenemar mishpat echad yelochem. And by Dinei Nefashos it says the Dorashta, the Chakarta, Heitev. We learn from there the Dikos and Chakiros, drisha v'chakira. Drisha is to set the exact time. Seven chakiras they gave. And the bedikos and the chakiros, so in the details of the case itself, what kind of murder implement was it? What was he wearing? When all these different kinds of things. Why the rabbanan waive the necessity for drisha v'chakira? They love him because people won't loan money, because they know that if they need eight witnesses to corroborate the fact that the guy owes him money, they're going to put the witnesses through an interrogation, right, a drisha v'chakira, and maybe they won't stand up, and even though they're telling the truth. So therefore they waived the need for drisha v'chakira, so people should loan people money. One holds that since we're going to collect the ksuba, so it's like dinei mamonos, and we don't want this woman to become an iguna and not to be able to collect her ksuba, right? So therefore, just like by all dinei mamonos, they waived drisha v'chakira, they waived it here too. Mar sover kivin d'sharin neishas ish li'alma k'dinei nefashos dami. And the other one holds no, since we're being matur neishas ish, it has the same parameters as dinei nefashos, and they didn't waive the drisha v'chakira. Rashi. The nitle v'yichur shalteina, ochaz v'nov shalteina, he held on to a twig, a branch of a fig tree, u'posh cholas v'min makel, and he stripped it to make it into a club, a staff to fight off the enemy. Poshko nitko, he cut it off and stripped it. That's what usually pashach means, to strip the thing or to cut it. Well, he cut it off the tree. He broke it off the tree. Yasher kochacha aryeh, gibor chayel v'leiv aryeh. You have a lion heart, right? To fight off a bunch of soldiers with a twig. Right? Don't say too much for the soldiers. In any case, yofa kivanta, eshmi aryeh. Right? You're right. My name is aryeh. Shikach koreno sibir. That's what they call me in my city. That's my nickname, aryeh. He put him through a cross-examination and he tried to trip him up. He said, didn't you tell me Yochanan ben Yonason mikfar shich yo aryeh? Right? Ula yapoch his door. Maybe the guy will get mixed up and he'll see that he really didn't know what's going on. Lo kacho martili mikfar shich yo aryeh shakfar hoyu koren aryeh. But also, didn't you tell me that the name of the city was called aryeh? She says, no, I told you his name was Aryeh. Drisha Bedikos Ki Agavna Lechaven Is Devorat. The Chakira Beze Yom Beze Shoah. Really, there's three kinds of questions we ask Edim when we get to Sanhedrin someday. There's Chakiros. Those are seven Chakiros, and if any of the Edim say we don't know, they're Edus as possible. They have to know when to make the time, otherwise they can't be Edim's own them. Because no other Edim can come and say you were us at that time. They can always say, well, it was a different time. So they have to say they know to every single one of the Chakiros. Then there are Drishos. Drishos are things that are crucial to the case. For instance, in a murder case, what weapon did he kill him with? A knife or a gun? Right? So there, if they say they don't know, they're not possible, right? They didn't say they said they didn't know. But if they contradict each other, one second, they're not sure, remember now. Then there's a third level. That's the second level. Third level is where it has nothing to do with the case at all. They just ask them extra questions like, what color were the apples on the tree that you say he killed them under? It doesn't really have anything to do with the case itself, but we want to know. There, if they say they don't know, right, it's meaningless. They don't have to say they know. Well, I wasn't looking at the apples, really. I see somebody's being murdered. I wasn't really, contemplating the apples on the tree. But if he says it was green apples and the other one says red apples, then they're puzzled because they contradict each other, even in something that's superfluous to the case. Now, the case where they said they didn't know, there I'm not sure what's it called. If they say they didn't know what he killed them with, could be also that's no ages, because you can't be mayor that he killed them and you don't know what he killed them with. I'm not sure. When we get to Sanhedrin, I'll remember. Okay. Mishpat echad yelachem v'kiven da ashkechon d'chsi b'dinin afoshis that arashta v'chakarta who had the only one. Really, min haTorah, that you need drisha v'chakira both by dinin nefashis, where it says dinin nefashis, drisha v'chakira, the darashta v'chakarta, and we learn from that seven chakiros, and we learn from mishpat echad that dinin mamonos and dinin nefashis have the same dinin. Given the ikav ksuba lemishko kishetinosi al pi and tito ksuba, the misafer ksuba nilmud kshiktnai kishetinosi laacher titli mashikosuv lechi. In the ksuba it says, when you'll remarry, you'll get what I promised you here. And she was marrying, she gets the ksuba. So it falls into the category of dinin amamanos, and therefore what's it called? The blanket waving of the drisha v'chakira applies to this edus also, kedine nefashis dami, and the other man, the Omer, says, no, well, you do need drisha v'chakira. The Tana in Rabbi Tarfon, who says you do need drisha v'chakira, to habol eishes ish b'chenek. Somebody who lives with an eishes ish gets chenek. It's a death penalty. Hilkach edin noshim drisha v'chakira. Therefore, since it's something that has to do with capital cases, even though in this case we're not going to give anybody death penalty, but it's in the parasha of a death penalty, so it remained in the parasha of dinei nefashos, and you still need drisha the chakira. That's the machlokas. Okay. Okay. Just let's learn the last tosfos here. Ein botkin edi noshim bedrisha v'chakira. Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel de kaimelon kaitana de lo boy drisha v'chakira. The ma'aseh halacha is that dinei edus of a noshim, in other words, Edus to be matur and isha to get married, doesn't need drisha v'chakira.